Well, the Australian share market is likely to get off to a weaker start in early trade on Tuesday. At the end of the after-hours session, SPY futures were down by around 7 points or 0.1%. And this is a reflection of the weaker tone that we saw more broadly in Northern Hemisphere markets overnight. There were solid falls as far as the US and European indices were concerned. There are a couple of important developments, arguably the most important one being that oil prices surged to four-year highs, and this all turns around the meeting at the weekend where OPEC and allied producers elected not to provide any more additional supply to global oil markets. And this comes at a time where there are already constraints on supply out of jurisdictions such as Iran and Venezuela. So NYMEX light sweet crude was up by around 2% to $72.17 a barrel. That was up $1.39. And Brent was above $80 a barrel, $80.61 with an improvement of $1.81. So that'll be a factor to watch out for as far as local trade is concerned today, the likely support for energy stocks, and also worth keeping an eye on consumer-facing stocks, because this will mean that prices for petrol will remain elevated in the near term. Elsewhere, the focus on trade still remained very close. Tariffs on $200 billion worth of US Chinese imports came into effect overnight. And now there is a growing belief that the US is going to go all in relation to their third phase of tariffs, and that'll likely happen in the early part of next year. So this all comes on the heels of the cancellation of a planned meeting between the US and China on trade. That was announced at the weekend, and that was a factor weighing on US markets. So the Dow was down by around 0.7%, the S&P 500 down by a little over a third, and the Nasdaq just managed to squeak into positive territory with a gain of 6 points. Elsewhere in Europe, Mario Draghi was speaking, and he said that he expects a pickup in underlying inflation, and that'll translate to wage growth. That was worth pointing out. We saw interest rates generally move higher overnight. The FTSE finished down by 0.4%. The CAC 40 in Paris down by a third, and the German DAX was down by 0.6%. Elsewhere, discussion about the potential for another referendum on Brexit in the UK, given the stalled negotiations between Europe and the UK in recent times. Elsewhere on the local front, as far as economic news is concerned, we don't have that much to look forward to. We've just got the weekly measure of consumer sentiment. The Aussie dollar is a little bit weaker at 72.5 US cents.